should be just 1 hour. Probably 6:50 to 1 hour, he said. And it's supposed to be dodgeball after that. But he said it should be 1 hour.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, we're back for another Motivational Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, so you know what that means. Well, I am truly, truly honored and blessed you have decided to tune in to the show today. And as you know, if it's your first time and you don't know, well, I want to be the one to let you know. We have with us, as we do each and every Wednesday, Mr. Versi L. Walker. He is, let me tell you, the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. Now, this is a motivating, inspiring, and life-changing book that will help you look deep into what you're doing and to ensure that you also are headed in the right direction. He shares his experiences, his knowledge with you through this awesome book. Not only that, Mr. Walker travels all over the world with his powerful messages, and he helps people in business, in their personal lives too, but in their businesses. And today, that is crucial. So, he's just an awesome man, awesome friend. He has many, many things that are very, very successful in his life that he's working on right now. Mr. Walker, are you with us?
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, Coach?
Oh, listen, I am doing super fantastic because, you know, the things that we teach about, they really do turn about and they actually happen. But the things that we speak about, you will see it turn about in your life. And I tell you, I've been, feasting on the topics that have been coming, the people that have been coming on the show, sharing. I mean, you're here each and every Wednesday. How are you doing?
You know what? I can't complain. Life is good. Life is good. And you're saying it, you know, as usual, but you're spot on when you say what you teach about, what you speak about. You can see the turnabout. It's just I don't understand, and I guess even with myself, and I think you said it last week or you posted it last week on Facebook, is that if we sometimes just get out of our own way, you know, we talk ourselves in and out of some great, wonderful situations, you know, we convince ourselves we can, and then at the same time we convince ourselves why we can't. But life is wonderful, so thanks for asking.
You know, life is amazing, but I did learn this, Mr. Walker, and maybe some of the others that are also tuned in can also attest to this. We're going to have a lot of motivational people coming on over the next 2 weeks, so tell everybody you know to tune into the show. But I did learn that you will really, you will have it if you believe you'll have it. I'm sorry, there's really not another way to get it.
Right.
And I know that's what made The Secret so big and so large, is because they teach a very, very small principle, and then that's the law of attraction. But the law of attraction is on several things. It doesn't, the law of attraction is not happening for everybody. Don't get it twisted, because it's based on four things that you have to also have in place. And one of those things is that you have to believe that you can have it. That's number one. You have to feel worthy of it. Again, and I know Coach Jay, if he was on, I'm sure he teaches this on his show, Millionaires in Action. You know, you can't conceive. You cannot conceive. If you cannot see yourself holding $1 million at one time in your hand, or going to the bank and depositing $1 million check in June, you really can't get it. Because,
right,
you know, your mind has to see it first. And so you have to be able to think it and conceive it. And we're going to be teaching much, much, much on that. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, you're going to make a point.
No, I was agreeing with you. I was saying, no, you're right. You're right. And I tell people all the time, the unbelievers, or let's say non-believers, when you mention something to them, they say they have to see it in order to believe it. But the true believer, the faith-based believer, they believe it and then they see it. So they know that you must conceptualize it in your mind and in your heart in order for it to come to visible manifestation. And I don't understand why, you know, enough of us not receiving that.
Well, God told us in Mark 11:24, if you believe that you receive it, then you have it. So we were told to do this. So I want to just welcome, you know, welcome Paul to the show. Welcome Hope Harper, doing big and great things down in Cincinnati, Ohio. She is direct proof that all that we are saying, and that is why she is, though she's running her dry cleaners, I mean, she's got people's starch shirts to get out. She has people's suits. And I heard a lady that was interviewing her on the radio on Monday asking her, does she do sequins? And a lady called and asked her, does she do fur coats and what have you? Then there was a man wanting to know about his hats. Does she clean hats? So this woman is doing some work. And then if the machine needs new clean fluid, if the machines don't go right, you know, she is getting down, y'all. You take your clothes to the cleaners, and then the next time you take your clothes to the dry cleaners, just look around and just know that when you go to a full-service cleaner, I don't mean one of those ones where you just drop your clothes off and they put it in a van and take it somewhere. But go to one of those cleaners where it's full-service. They do drapes. She does drapes, boots, curtains, she, wedding gowns. She does comforters. You name it, they do it. Tablecloths, all of that. Next time you go there, just know that that's what she does, literally by herself, in a decent area where she has enough customers. And she has a staff, I believe, of two, just two people there also working. But for many days, it was just her. And then her husband comes and helps out when he gets off work. But he has a job, so he's not there all day. But here's the thing. She does, and she listens to the show every morning faithfully. So she gets up, she goes, opens up her store, gets all her machines and equipment ready to go. But she's tuning into the Coach Lisa show with Versi Walker every Wednesday. Why? Because she knows that it's something in this show, just like others have stated. Paul has stated, Miss Gloria in California, who runs a travel business. We're going to have her on to tell you about it. Those of you who need to get booked, we want you to begin to support the small businesses that are tuning in to the Coach Lisa show each and every day. Also, we have Miss Kiva down in Nashville doing her Women of Destiny. We want, and she's a dancer. She has a place. We want us to be able to sow into one another and help each other. Then we have Mr. Paul Kalavi, you know, and he is a movie producer, and he produces these audiobook movies like the old James Bond type movies. And he works with actors and actresses. Can you imagine? Originally from California, but now lives in Japan. And then we have Coach J, Coach K, many others. Y'all, this thing is getting bigger than I could have ever imagined. We also have picked up a faithful listener and friends in Maryland who tune into the show, and we're going to learn more about the business that she has. We also have Miss Patricia Martin, who also is into child care and daycare and working with the youth, and we want to be able to support her as well. Miss Anjanette Washington and so many others. But here it is. I'm telling you, big, big, big things are starting to happen. And I got to tell you all about the Got Motivation Then Speak Tour. It is a tour like none other. It's launching in New Jersey on November the 13th. We'll have Miss Adele Foster and Mr. Howard Scott, who used to own a newspaper in New Jersey. The man has made millions of dollars. His newspaper was around for years. But, you know, sometimes when a new administration comes in, they bring in their own teams. But he was around probably the entire time that Sharp James was a mayor. And he had all the accounts. He knows absolutely everybody. He owned a newspaper. I'm going to tell you, a nice newspaper that everybody used to want to get their hands on, called Twin Visions. You know, you didn't want to start your day if you didn't read Twin Visions, because this guy was on it. He's the owner. He's the person who is also putting together with Adele Foster the Got Motivation Then Speak Tour, launching in Newark, New Jersey at Rutgers University. And we want people to make an investment in themselves and come out. But they're going to be on the show to tell you more about it. If you're planning to come to the Got Motivation Then Speak, we want you to call in also and tell us what you think about why you're coming. Tell us why you're coming. It is for the metropolitan area of New Jersey. So if you live in New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, Delaware, Maryland, you still want to come, because the next stop on the tour is Atlanta, Georgia. And coming here is a lot closer than getting to Atlanta. But you're going to, you know, it's like, you know, remember Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the day that everybody goes out and shops because of all that you get for your one day of shopping? Well, that's what this is like. You're going to get so much for your one investment on that Saturday, 9 to 4. How to write a book, how to start a business, how to market, how to sell. And this is the key. You've got to learn how to speak so that you captivate your audience. So I want to get out your way right now, Mr. Walker, and let you do what you do. Welcome again, each and every person, to the show. We have our special co-host with us who's here every Wednesday. I'll come back at the end of the show with another announcement or two. But, Mr. Walker, you're dynamic, so I'm going to let you just take it away.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you once again. Good morning, everybody. I hope that everybody's experiencing a wonderful week. I know I am. And as always, I'm excited and glad to join you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration. I look forward to this each and every Wednesday. I anticipate it just like a child anticipates going to Great America or the 4th of July each and every week, because I feel that I'm giving something back. And I know at this point in time in my life, I want to be as an equal giver as I am a receiver. And I think it's probably maybe even more selfish of me, because I know that I'm giving back and I'm receiving so much more from the universe. So I'm just going to keep on giving. I know years ago they said it takes 21 muscles to frown and 7 muscles to smile. Well, I'm a little lazy, so I'm going to go the easy route. And if you're telling me it takes less effort and energy to smile and I get back so much more, I'm just going to keep on smiling. And to me, that's what this midweek inspiration is, me smiling. And then I'm getting back so much more. I'm getting the attaboys. I'm getting the smiles, the glimmer, the stares. And it's just, even, you know, because we're doing this on the radio, we're doing this on the Internet, I know this thing can become viral, it can grow, it can become global. But also I feel there's an intimacy. When you talk about, you know, Coach Jay, Coach K, when you talk about Hope Harper and all these other friends that we have on this radio show, on Facebook, and as part of our close network, it gives me this warm, sensational feeling inside because these are friends that we've acquired, and most of us in just recent months, but we have the same like-mindedness that is keeping us moving and forging forward, and we're supporting one another. We're showing one another that we appreciate and we value what each other gives to the other person. So for this, and with me as a dialogue, it's that phone call from a long-lost friend, but you don't start over at the beginning. You start right where you left off like there has never been an end. So I really appreciate this, and many thanks to the listeners for tuning in each and every week, allowing this to grow, but more so to allow me to grow, because I'm still a work in progress, and I know that because I'm just a mastering student. I'm not yet a teacher, and you and others are teaching and showing me there are better ways to utilize your passion, your talent, and your energy, and I appreciate it. So I thank you so much. And once again, Coach, thank you for allowing me to share my experiences and my positive message with you and the listeners on this platform here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, today, I want to start off with a few updates as I try to each and every week. Last week, Friday, I had another successful book signing here in New York at JFK Airport. Didn't really know what to anticipate, but had a great time, and again, another great book signing. I asked the manager of the bookstore prior to setting up, because now I want a little bit more information, so therefore I know what I'm up against or what potential opportunities are there. So I asked her, how did the last book signing go? She said, oh, you mean the one from last week? I said, yeah. I didn't know there was one from last week. She said it didn't go too well. She said the lady did a two-hour segment, but she was flying in, and her plane got delayed, and so she was only able to maybe be here for 20 minutes before her next leg left out, so she didn't sell any books. That, to me, hit me like a blow in my chest. I felt for this lady, and I don't even know who she is, but I understand all the effort and energy that goes behind doing what we do. And to have set up an opportunity to have paid for a ticket to go somewhere and then still can't perform, still can't take advantage of the opportunity, I know it must have been disheartening for her as well as the management team there who was anticipating her to come. But nonetheless, I still went on and I did what I had to do, met some wonderful people and had a great time. So since then, I've actually booked two more similar locations between Islip, which will be done, that's on Long Island. That one will be done on, I think it's December 9th. And then also, I just set up one yesterday for November 23rd. That'll be taking place in Detroit. And that's going to be a part of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Also on November 17th, I'll be having an interview with Michael Cross of Sales Sense Solutions Radio Show, which is a sales and marketing radio show. And don't let me forget, because you just mentioned Coach Jay early, I'll be on his radio show November the 9th. I'll be on his show on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. as well. And then back in Chicago on for the Thanksgiving weekend for Let's Get Poppin', which is a gourmet popcorn shop and bakery. I'll be doing a book signing there. So anyone wishing to learn more about me or see a photographed copy of my book, please visit the website. Go there and I tell people it's chock full of information and ideas and thoughts that I talk about when I do my public speaking, when I do my presentation, as well as an opportunity to purchase the book and have a tangible item that you can look at and that you can read and highlight and understand fundamentally this thing that I'm talking about as it relates to success and why I feel more people should be obligated to getting, acquiring, and maintaining a certain level of success or a certain standard within their lives. Today I want to touch on the topic of favor as well as mercy. See, since writing the book Success, How I Ended Up Here, I get the occasional questions regarding the title of this book, the title Success. Oftentimes, these questions come from the cynics. They're kind of like naysayers, and you can tell just how they try to size you up, they look at you. You can tell by the manner in which they ask the question. They really don't want a response that's going to be favorable. So depending on how I am, you know, at that time, what mood I am, when I get the question like, oh, so you wrote the book about success, so that means you're a millionaire, huh? Or, oh, so you're successful, so what does that mean? How do you know you're successful? Again, if I'm in the right mindset, I would take the time to articulate and explain the content of the book and its title. But if not, I'll allow those individuals to think as they wish. I made it, and I did this purposely, and it took a lot of energy when creating this body of work, when I wrote this book, when coming up with the logos and the title, and more so with the cover of the book. I took diligent efforts to make sure I removed myself from any of the inanimate objects that we have used to represent success on a physical plane, because they, to me, did not denote success. They may denote the trappings of success, but not success as perhaps I see it. So when I get those type of questions or those type of response, I realize that there is still a great majority of people who just do not get it. And so what astonishes me the most is the fact that there are still these individuals who seem to walk around aimlessly so that they have the world by its tail and they're just waiting to jump in and they feel like it. And I say to those individuals, you know what? Change your mindset. Change your attitude, and you'll better be able to dictate your altitude. And you won't even have to ask these type of questions. I'm not sure why so many can't comprehend, why there's so many out there that don't understand this thing called success belongs to them, that it's not luck. You're not lucky, or you're not unlucky, and someone else is more luckier than you. Those people who realize that it's hard work over an extended period of time with diligent efforts applied, when you will see success resulting in your life. Those individuals are enjoying many of the life's rewards. They're having their heaven down here on earth. They see the glory. They see the opportunity. But here I am, having seen and experienced a certain degree of success and willing to share what little I know with the world, I would have assumed, Coach, that these individuals would actually be asking the question or even would have lunged at the chance to discover, or better yet, uncover what is available to all of us, or more importantly, what is rightfully theirs. Let me repeat that. I would have, again, assumed that people would have jumped, lunged, or rushed for the chance to discover, or better yet, uncover what is available to all of us. Because this is not exclusive to demographics. This is not exclusive to a certain lineage or a heritage. These things that you and I talk about on a daily, weekly basis, these things are available to each and every one of us. It is our birthright, and I wish more individuals would receive that and understand that, because many of these individuals are parents, they're your neighbors, some of them are teaching your children the same ideologies and mindsets and philosophies that they subscribe to. And if they're not in accordance with your belief system, if they're not according to the universal laws and the principles that exist among us, if they're not according to God's will, they're going to have an ill effect. you won't be able to perform. You won't be able to be synchronized with the world and then also synchronized with your true destiny. I always tell people if it's your fate to die tomorrow in a plane crash, one, I hope that you lived every day like it was your last. But two, why not at least be in first class or flying the plane yourself as opposed to just reserving and always being in coach? It doesn't cost that much to fly first class. It's not that much extra to have a first class lifestyle, to sleep in a 3 or 4 star hotel, to have finer linen. It doesn't usually cost that much extra. It's just the right mindset will bring that and those things forth to you in your current state. Even in your current state, you're not where you want to be, but if you're hopefully optimistic, your reality can then change. I mentioned last week, that Tyler Perry would be interviewed on Oprah Winfrey. I watched that interview intensely. That interview almost brought tears to my eyes, and it was so unfortunate that that scene is so reminiscent to Chris Gardner's situation, to Oprah Winfrey's situation, and thousands upon thousands of other individuals even today. This thing of abuse, incest, molestation resides on our shoulders today. It has not gone away, and if anything, it's become exasperated and it's become worse. The tactics that are used to destroy people and how he had to mentally take himself to another place, how he had to mentally disconnect from his physical and take his conscious elsewhere to endure the pain that was being inflicted on his body, his mind, and his soul. It's so unfortunate that we're still here today. I know for certain if I was selling a politically tell-all book or if I wrote a weekly article about who's sleeping with who in Hollywood, my books would fly off the shelves. But here I am with the audacity to try to write a book about empowerment and showing people how they too can overcome. And as we said earlier, Coach, if they are believers, how they too can be achievers. This has me wondering, what is really going on in the minds of people today? Are we so impressed with having the less as opposed to the best? It is so much easier just to hang around near the bottom rung and explain your excuses as opposed to making your statements about real rational thinking. What is it that is preventing us? What is it that, since the turn of the first century, the 1900s, that is, that people no longer desire or aspire to have more? See, when you mentioned about Hope Harper, as a man of deep consciousness, when you said she was on the interview, that lets me know she's being progressive in her marketing tactics. When you mentioned that people are calling in, inquiring about Sequence, her cleaning fur coats, a man is asking about cleaning a hat, you already told me that her clientele, if not already, is reaching for higher heights because Sequence don't come cheap. Fur coats don't come cheap, nor does the maintenance of those items. And the adoration or the confidence that it gives you and how it projects to the world when they see individuals wearing that. See, it already told me that Hope Harper and her efforts, she will be okay. She's going to take her business to the next level. See, almost gone are the days of full service anything, let alone full service dry cleaners. It is a daunting task to not only turn those machines on, check the fluids, do the maintenance, make sure your staff is in there, these collars are pressed, buttons are not destroyed. It is a daunting task, and so many are outsourcing that. They're more of a front, more of a closet, and they send their materials down the street or out of the city to get done on a mass production level. But Hope Harper is taking it back to the grassroots tactics, which more individuals need to do that on a professional and a personal level. Get back down on the same level. When I deal with my children, I get down on their level and look at their world as they see it. In doing so, I prevented any of my children from inadvertently poking themselves in the eye with items or sticking items inside the electric socket, because I got down to see how their world looks. And if you want to be successful, you got to go to where successful people harvest, to where they play, to where they engage, so you can better understand what success is and what success truly looks like. Again, I'm thinking the first question that should be coming out of any individual's mouth who knows that you have a book or an audio, who knows that you're doing a talk, who knows what Hope Harper is doing or the Glorious Sights of the world, who knows what these individuals are doing, they should be asking, where can I get what you got today? I need this. It's an urgency. If you're talking about success, if you're talking about empowerment, if you're talking about seeing more and being more, and I'm seeing that you are a living example of what you're talking about, I need what you have now. But so many people are so far removed from that, they won't even realistically look in the mirror and see what they are projecting to the world and what others are refusing to tell them the truth about. They hide behind these facades, Coach, and I'm not sure why. Now, recently, I've been watching the channel TV1. They have a show on there called Unsung. This show shows the life and the journeys of many great entertainers, past and present, many of whose rise to the top wasn't easy nor as glamorous as it may first appear. They showcase people such as Teddy Pendergrass, Stacey Ladislaw, and Angela Wimbush. And I know many of our listeners, Coach, don't know those individuals because they're too young to know about the Teddy Pendergrass and the Angela Wimbush and the Stacey Ladislaw. They're a lot younger than you and I. But I'm sure if they have lived long enough, even in this century, they've been touched by these individuals' music if they don't know personally who those individuals are. When they showcase these individuals, I've been watching it because I'm interested in, you know, how people really live. I know what they tell us and what they show us on TV. We're thinking these guys are winning Grammys and they're winning Songwriter of the Year. They're in some palatial mansion up on the hills. But some of them, their consciousness, even though they have been across this great globe performing in front of kings and queens, their consciousness still don't have them beyond the housing project in which they grew up in. They would take a 600 Mercedes-Benz and sit it on the corner of one of the most notorious housing projects in Baltimore just to say, I'm keeping it real. We're looking at these individuals and we're aspiring to do and be who they are. And we don't really know who they are, what it took to get to where they are. So these type of things give us a glimpse. But you know what? The bad part about it, it's retro. It's going back. So we're not in the moment, but I think if we can understand when they were in the moment, some of the pressures, some of the directions, some of the misgivings, and some of the misguided behaviors that have led them to be on a program such as this, we could better understand ourselves and our sensation for these entertainers, for these musicians, these basketball stars, and better align ourselves truly with what is going to make us happy and what's going to make us successful. It gives us, and it gives at least me, this glimpse. So when I think of these people, I immediately begin to think of people such as yourself and the thousands of people that you touch with your message, Coach. Much like these celebrities, we are all getting to know the woman inside of you. Like many of them, you may not know that you are not only making history, Coach, you're making a difference. And in thinking about this, and also thinking about the title of my book, I'm sure that you have perhaps asked yourself on many occasions, how did I end up here? Watching the show, I learned that Miss Angela Wimbush went from singing as a child in church to headlining shows across the country when she was part of the group Renee and Angela, to writing, to producing, composing, and on to marrying Mr. Ron Isley, then divorcing him, only to find herself having to do it all over again because she went through financial straits during that time. Tax issues, she had put her aspirations to the side to better cultivate him, to produce his albums that he was doing with R. Kelly and others. And so she put herself in the back burner and not in the forefront, which she had been accustomed to. And she wasn't paying attention to the business as closely as she needed to. Now, if that weren't enough, hearing the news from her doctor that she had stage 3 ovarian cancer, for people who don't understand what that means, that's almost a 98% non-survival rate. Most people don't make it out of this one alive. Now, I'm sure she, too, asked the question, how did I end up here? After undergoing radical, aggressive chemotherapy, she's back on top. And I understand what radical aggressive meant. That meant 7 times a day, 22-ounce bags of toxic fluid that she had dripping inside of her body to alleviate or put this cancer in remission. It wreaked havoc on her entire existence. You lose eyebrows, eyelashes, hair, and even fingernails. This is amazing. But what that did for her, it separated the false from the real, from who was truly in her corner to those who weren't. Even Ron Isley came to her side and assisted her when needed or when he could. That was a true testament to their relationship, obviously. So hearing her story made me think, as I said, of you, Coach. It made me think of myself and the numerous other people who must endure unthinkable circumstances on a regular basis and must pretend to be normal, or okay at least, just to make it through. See, life comes at us fast, and there's no true guideline to how your life will end up or how you must perform in this life to end up on the other side and call yourself successful. Sometimes you don't even have enough time to sit down and realize that you're in the midst of success or that you've made the goal tangible, sustainable, and you're maintaining it, because sometimes you're just moving so fast and oftentimes don't get a chance to sit down unless it's a near tragic incident or a tragic incident that may have happened to somebody else that puts you back on your heels and make you have a different perspective. Now, for you, Coach, I need to ask this, and I want to be clear. What is it for you right now? Are you on your 5th book that's coming out next month?
Right. The book that's coming out next month is actually my 8th book.
Wow.
So there's Reduce Your Power, God's Plan for My Success. There's A Faith, Hope, and Love, which is a spiritual growth journal that I wrote with 2 other women. Ms. Vanessa Fitz and Ms. Gloria Watson. And there's also Dead Woman Walking, which is a 40-day spiritual growth journal that I did, which teaches people how to die to the flesh. In other words, how to get over some of these little things that are bothering us. And then there's Life's Little Secrets to Success and Anointed for It. So, yeah, so the one that's coming out is actually, yes, book number 7, but I'm actually working on 2, so I have 7 and 8 coming out back to back. So
I'm doing
Anointed for Impact, and at the same time, 6 Simple Steps to Workplace Success. So to help, you know, small businesses and business owners, you know, really turn around their strengths and how to really, you know, sidetrack and avoid their weaknesses and take advantage of all the opportunities and exploit those, and then to annihilate their threats.
Wow, that's amazing. So I have seven more of your books I need to catch up on, because I just have the Releasing Your Power. So we need to put together a little care package for me. Because, you know, again, I enjoy knowledge. I enjoy reading. And so much so, I try to do it maybe, you know, two or three books simultaneously. And I'm always highlighting, underscoring, and rereading, because for me, you know, knowledge has been and is key. Even though I avoided reading and avoided doing anything that was sensible, that would be to my betterment all these years. I had to grow into this consciousness. So I asked that question to find out, you know, again, just learning more about you, but understanding you're an author, you're a teacher, a student, a wife, an aunt, a sister, a friend, a talk show host, and the list goes on and on. Even Coach Jay and myself had to ask the question, when do you find the time? When do you, in your haste, in your busy day, from sun up to sundown, find a time to be this productive? I remember when I was an insurance agent back in Chicago, and I had a Caucasian manager, and he asked a question because he was able to see the span of economic growth or economic impoverishment. He had clients on all levels, those who had a pond in back of their house, and those who had puddles and potholes in front of their houses. And he would ask, why in certain neighborhoods where these individuals are economically deprived, they're home all day because they don't work and they're on government assistance or what have you, why is it that these individuals don't take better care of their possessions, of their homes, and of their environment? He said, because there's other people who work much like yourself, from sun up to sun down, who have well-manicured lawns, who have well-adjusted children, who keep their house immaculate, and they don't even get to enjoy one-fifth of what the other individual who's always at home has the opportunity to enjoy. And I say again, it's the consciousness. And you're showing me that if there's a waking hour of a day, you're filling it with something productive. You're leaving a legacy. You're making sure that if Al Sharpton does happen to do your eulogy at your funeral, he's going to have something to talk about. And so many need to... Go ahead.
You know what? Let me just interject for one quick second, because you mentioned something that actually I used when you said the eulogy to be preached. Well, there was a time when I wasn't doing... I was always busy, even when I was busy on the wrong road. I was very, very busy. I never stayed home. And if any other people who were older than me, who really see my life, like my older brother and sister and my mother and what have you, and my sister right under me, probably they noticed the most. I was never home, never. I was always gone out into things, doing things. So I always had that personality, but I was always doing the wrong thing, getting in trouble, hanging with the wrong people. But what happened was I went to a funeral probably about 17 years ago, maybe even 20. No, maybe 17 years ago. I went to a funeral of a young man who was at the time about my age, and they had all these things that he had done like me, all those negative things. So at the funeral, you don't want to stand there and read all that stuff off. So I watched. I don't know how. No, the Lord opened my eyes, because, you know, a lot of stuff you can't see on your own. But the Lord opened my eyes to see how the preacher was kind of like making up stuff, because I knew the person, and making up stuff that could sound good that this person had done. But what I noticed was they were reaching back to get things that the boy did when he was 2, 3, and 4. But yet he passed away in his 30s. And that really opened my eyes. The Lord said to me, he's like, you got a choice. So, but then, like, maybe the following week or so, I went to a funeral of a woman who was about 90. And, you know, so much time was spent on all this stuff this woman had done. Organizations she had started and ran and all this stuff. And the Lord said, there's your choice. which eulogy do you want? The priest at your funeral. And at that moment, I made up my mind that I wanted my eulogy to sound kind of like that lady. So I knew I had to get busy, go doing stuff, and that's when I just started. You know, I started organizations. I've started associations. I've started several Toastmasters chapters. I went and did everything that I wanted to do and was big enough to do. The other thing helped was going to work for a man named Marvin Breaker when I was in 1991. I went to work for a lawyer in New Jersey, an African-American lawyer who had his own office. And the man he was the head of the Fee Arbitration Committee. He was on several boards. He was a several town attorney. Plus, he was his own attorney. Plus, he was married, had two beautiful, smart children, blah, 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 blah. And I worked with him for 3 years, and I studied this man. And he had a person that used to come intern with him who then became a lawyer as well. This man was doing everything. He was married, had five children, was a pastor, was a head of the AME team. Anyway, the man was doing so much, and he was going back for another degree in theology. He already had a bachelor's in accounting from Rutgers, a master's from Harvard University, and in business, and then he had a law degree from Rutgers, New York. Here, and was married, and a pastor, and all the other stuff. And he was barely 30. And yes, and this came to me at a time when I was very open to growing. And so, the Bible even talks about when seeds are planted into good ground, you're going to get a much better harvest. Where if it's a seed is planted on a hard, solid piece of soil or a rock, or someone steals it. But because I worked for this man 8 hours a day, and I had no coworkers, and I'm very a personal kind of person. I like to be around people. So it was very painful for me to think like that. I didn't have anybody around. But do you see what God was doing? He didn't want anybody around that could plant and steal the seed or steal put negativity. So I was being poured in by attorney Reginald Floyd and Marvin Breaker on a daily basis, and the other lawyer friends they had who were doing a lot of stuff. So it's kind of like what I know to do. And so when people wonder how I can do it, my mother taught me about osmosis and how things can come into you just by virtue of you being around it. That's why your parents always told you, be careful who you hang around with, because they understood the concept of osmosis, though they never was able to really explain it to their children because they probably didn't take a bio class and didn't pay attention. But anyway,
right.
That's how it works. So back to you.
Well, again, I thank you. Again, it's more history, more understanding, more seeing where your passion has, is derived from. But as I said earlier, you too are a mastering student. You're sharing from the trees that of growth that you have experienced and that you have witnessed that says, you know what, if I keep going down this road, this is what the end result will be. I want to change my direction. I want something more out of life, and if I should have to end this life or should once this life ends, I want to be remembered. I want people to reflect. You want people to maybe even shiver at the thought of what you did when you touched or you spoke to them. And I applaud you, and I applaud anyone else like you, the single moms, the single dads, the entrepreneurs, those people who are being friends to other or befriended people who didn't have a friend. I applaud those individuals because, again, not only are you making history perhaps in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community, but you're making a difference. And for me, all that I've done and all the wonderful things I envision doing before my life ends is because of God's favor. I understand that now more so than ever before. When I look back on some of the situations that could have landed me in a whole different arena of opportunities, both good and bad, I know it was God's favor. I know it was grandma's prayers, mama's wishes and hopes, but it was God's favor that shed light and protected me. Angela Wimbush, she summed it up when she was talking about her life and her experiences and her accomplishment. She said it was God's mercy. Either way, it's what God has intended for us to do. And as I mentioned earlier, Coach, if we can just get out of our way, leave the ego alone, because ego, if you break it down as an acronym, it just means E-G-O, edging God out. And when you edge God out, nothing but the devil and makeshift and mayhem is going to slide right in. So we can leave our egos and our pride aside, and we'll realize what we're doing is what God intended. See, maintaining a positive attitude or an outlook on life can be the antidote for stress. It can cure most aches and pains. And definitely believing in a higher spirit or a higher being can add favor and mercy to everyone's life. I would like to ask that all the listeners make a promise. Make a promise to yourself, one that says that you will live life until you die. People, you must understand that it's not over until you say it's over. The world is a stage in each of us. Each of us has the power to change our roles as many times as we please. If life is not going in the direction you desire, then get up and change your direction. Change your course. Stop putting yourself in as an understudy or as a comic relief sidekick. Try playing the lead role for a change. Many of you would be surprised at how good it feels to be the star of your own show, to have that chair that says director, to have that star on that dressing room door with your name on it. See, when saying the words success, how I ended up here, this should never end in a question mark. And I know when you're going through the mess, I know when you're heavily laden, when you're heavily burdened and you're in debt, and the man or woman in your life is not there or treating you or sticking to their promise they made to you, when mom and them no longer understands you, I know you may look around and say, whoa, how did I end up here? You know, the boy who's now 40 years old and still living in his mother's basement, he had envisions of grandeur. He played perhaps hide and seek or cops and robbers in the same basement as a 7-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old boy. And he probably envisioned his world being a lot bigger than what it is at 40. Something happened. Somebody or something siphoned or sucked the life out of this young man, and he's probably not feeling as great as he can. But again, if you realize and believe in the God that I believe in, he will know that he can change directions at will. He can recreate who he is or who others perceive him to be at the drop of a dime. You have a choice in all of this, people. We have a choice. And if you're coming to me asking for advice, I'm going to tell you, look in the mirror. Go back to dreaming. Become that 7, 10, or 12-year-old individual who felt that they can conquer the world. And tell me at one point did the world start conquering you. And then maybe we can help change your course of direction. So never allow those words, how I ended up here, to be a question. It should be an exclamation point, and your life should construct, or you should conduct yourself as such. It should be a bold statement, never a question. When people see you, as I always say, they shouldn't have a question because they can see that you're the answer. Coach and everyone listening, I pray that God's favor and his mercy lie upon us all, and that we go into this season, as we talked about 3 weeks ago, as a season of change and as a season of opportunity, realizing that we can make it to the other side. that a new day is dawning, that your opportunity and that your role, that your status, that your condition today don't have to be your condition tomorrow. You can change it, and we have the power. Coach, I'm giving it back to you.
Wow. Oh, my God. We do have the power to create our futures. Yes, we do. You are an absolute living witness. Ms. Kiva is a living witness. Mr. Paul is a living witness. We are all living witnesses that we have the power to change our futures, to create what we want to see. You know, I was listening to a television program one yesterday evening, and someone said that when God wants to give you a gift, he packages it as a problem. He'll package it in a problem. And what is that telling us? That a lot of these problems that we're identifying around us, and we're not solving them, he's saying that you're missing out on your greatest opportunity to create an awesome future for yourself. Because you ignored your problems. All you could do was complain about them and try to sidetrack them. No, tackle them. And there lies a future for you. You know, it wasn't until I decided to solve my problem of not having, instead of just sitting around saying that I don't have, and what my parents didn't give me, and what I didn't have because I grew up in the projects, and what I didn't have because, you know, my father wasn't always there, and what I didn't have because, you know, I didn't have this look and that. And once I got over that, saying that, and began to say, well, let me solve that problem, my whole life changed in ways that, you know, I spend the hardest time of my life is figuring out a way to say what the change has been. You know, like with the Lord, you know, it's hard to explain him. It's more easy to experience him. But I find a hard time trying to explain why all these things are happening. But when you look at it, it's just basically solving the problems that are in your life. Okay? I know we spend a lot of time solving other people's problems. That's why our own so get solved, maybe. But he also talked about us being a generator of solutions. That we have the ability, and I know this is true because in business classes, this is all they teach us, that we have to generate solutions to problems. The problems are there, and we can generate a solution. And that he said, to solve a problem, you need to package yourself as a solution. So again, don't just stand around wondering, you know, what happened? What is this? Why is this happening? No. Transform yourself into a solution and tackle that problem. Whatever. A financial problem, it could be, you know, just about any type of problem. So don't forget, go to Virgie Walker's website, virgiewalker.com. Go to his website. You can find out many of the things that he has to offer that can help you. You know, we're on our way to the top. We're on our way to success. Prosperity is there for us. Go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com, where I have an empowerment tip for today. I have a coaching program you can sign up for. You can invest in yourself. My quote, my tip for today, my empowerment tip for today is that internal investments to your mental, your spiritual, and your emotional growth produces external success and prosperity that cannot be measured. You're going to pour out. You're going to spill over, not for you, but for others around you. What is the sense of filling you up if you're not going to share it? So that's been the show today. Thank you again, Mr. Walker, for those powerful words. Favor and mercy. It's here for you.
No, thank you.
Paul and Kiva and Coach and Hope and all the ones, my good friend in Maryland and Nashville, for the people who will tune in later. A shout out to Mr. Howard Scott on his awesome new book coming out, Seeds Grow. I can't wait. You got to see it. Ms. Demetria Miller, another one of the powerful speakers, is coming on the show. Powerful book. You got to be in New Jersey and how to make that investment in yourself if you want to see a great harvest. But that's all we have time for today. This has been LaLisa. See, oh, you'll be in California tomorrow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Mr. Paulson, I know you won't be able to tune in. And, you know, I'm so saddened about that. But I know you'll be reading and sharing the book with your dad, Release Your Power. Don't worry, it's coming, it's coming. You're going to have an awesome time in California. God bless you. Think about us every now and again. Tell somebody about the Coach LaLisa Show, and we will greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. A shout out to all those who will tune in later to the archives. You know, Gloria, Coach K, and Jay, and others who can't always get on because of their schedules. But we appreciate you, appreciate our good friend in Cleveland, Denise, and our good friends in North Carolina, Dr. Cindy Hunter, who's going to be with us at our women's retreat December 10th, 11th, and 12th. If you can make it, December 10th, 11th, and 12th, the information is on my website or on Facebook. We're going to be in the Sandy Cove Ministries in East, Northeast Maryland for a powerful, powerful session with the women. Dr. Cindy Hunter, author of Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife, she'll be there, and many, 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 many more. So you got to stay tuned to the Coach LaLisa Show. And remember, you're going upward and onward. Why? Because there ain't no stopping you now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.